Hello! Welcome back to AK209 After Dark, the only podcast with me, Aiden Maloney, and always a guest. Having a guest on is a fantastic thing because guests always have fun things to say. I've got the one and only, my dad, Mark Maloney, of Mark Mo Show fame. It's fantastic to have you back on. Well, first time on After Dark, but...
First time on After Dark. I got the sunglasses here. Looks real good.
Looks good in here.
And, it's so bright I gotta wear shades.
The future's so bright, he's gotta wear the shades.
That's right. You know, there's people, they recognize me. Hey, Mark Mo guy. Hey, Mark Mo. What's up, Mark Mo? Gotta wear the shades.
The paparazzi, too. You cannot escape
all
them.
All of them. Yep. Yeah. All three.
All three.
Yeah. They're insane. Valpo's. Crazy town.
There's a really fine line. It's less of a line and more of a gray area between stalkers and paparazzi.
I do have a stalker. Like, I officially have a real stalker.
Damn.
I do. It's not a woman, unfortunately.
Oh, well, I think it's a little disturbing either way.
Way, but, one could work out, one could not.
Sure.
In this case, it's an old dude.
Oh, and, really? Some random old dude?
Well, he has an idea for a radio show.
Okay.
And he waits outside the station for me on numerous occasions.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Has all these ideas about doing this show on a world tour and...
What?
I'm not even joking. I wish I was joking. I'm not joking.
And, that's nuts.
Yep. And he was out there one day. And Paul let him in to the station.
Oh, my God.
It's like, oh, yeah, this guy wanted to talk about a radio show. I'm like, we know. We know. And so I've been polite. I've been super polite.
Right.
Like, hey, you have an idea for show? Submit it. Page or two. Tell us exactly what you want to do.
Right.
Submit it. We'll review it. We'll let you know. I would tell that to anyone.
Right.
So I'm not being rude. And so he does not have the capability to put a one-page proposal together. I don't know how to do that. Okay.
Well, I don't know how to do that is not an acceptable excuse.
No.
I don't know how.
So my reply to him was, well, maybe find someone that does.
Right.
You could help me. I said, no, I can't. All right, because you're the big guy. I'm like, I'm not the big guy. I'm a big guy. And no, I still can't help you. And so it went on and on. He made an appearance at the waiting room.
Oh, no.
And was there before I got there and was chatting up all of my friends. And I thought, oh, my good Lord. So it looked like he was going to leave. And for a hot second, I'm like, oh, my God, he doesn't recognize me. And I literally was putting my head down. And he goes, Mark, I got this idea. I'm like, oh, no. No. So I talked to him.
Oh, Lord.
Meanwhile, my other friend Slomo rolls in, and I'm talking with him, and he goes outside for a cigarette break. Well, the other guy, my stalker, he goes outside, apparently would not leave Slomo alone. So Slomo comes in and is like, Maloney, what's with your friend? I said, he's not my friend. I don't even know who the dude is.
Right.
I'm like, what the hell? He's like, oh, man, I don't know. Later that night, he was walking around the park with a flashlight.
What the?
Walking around with a flashlight.
What the fuck?
And he called me.
How does he have your number?
He called me. And, I've got business cards floating around everywhere, so maybe he stumbled across one.
Damn.
Probably when Paul let him. Thank you, Paul. I love you. but anyway, he got one, and he called me up. I was like, yeah. Thought we agreed we weren't going to do that when I literally told you, please don't call me. Send an email with your proposal. And he's like, oh, no, I wanted to talk about my idea. I said, we've talked about your idea. I said, you know what you need to do.
Oh, my God.
And so then I was at the station last week. He showed up again. And the woman that works in our front office, she's like our admin, but she does all the money managing, the P&Ls, expenses, all that kind of stuff. She comes back and she says, there's this guy out there, and I've seen him here before, and he's trying to, get in. And Greg was there, and he's like, oh, I'll go. I'm like, I've got this.
Yeah.
And I went to the door, and I opened it up just enough for me to kind of poke my head out. And And he's like, oh, hey, how are you? I said, good, good. And he's like, hey, I thought I could come. I said, submit your proposal in a written form to the email. That's where we're at, man. I said, that's the only way.
Right.
We're going to move forward on this. You have to do it that way. Oh, okay. He reached out, shake my hand, did not shake his hand. And I was like, have a good day. And I shut the door. And I don't like being rude to people.
Right.
I mean, unless they're just jack-offs. Then I don't mind. But, like, because I know he's probably just touched a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And old and alone, so all those together.
Yeah.
But at some point, you have to draw a line.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
You have to draw the line, so.
That's wild.
So I have a stalker.
That is wild.
If I see him anywhere around my crib, I'm going to really stop being nice.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need him showing up in my kitchen boiling rabbits and shit. I don't need that. I don't need that.
That's nuts.
But if you're a lovely lady and want to stalk me, hit me up. I'm totally down. That would be lovely.
It kind of breaks down the whole stalker facade. If you really like immediately does. Like, oh, hey, I'm going to start stalking you. It's like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Hang
Isn't on. The point like I have to suss out that you're stalking me? Isn't that half of stalking?
That's half of it.
It's like
is figuring it out.
You being under the radar, you know, low key.
Right.
And granted, homeboy just shows up.
Just shows up.
Which I guess is a different kind of stalking. That, yeah.
Every breath you take.
heard that song one too many times, and it's like, I think this is my whole personality now.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times back in the day I'd sing that song and be like, oh, it's such a pop. And then you'd be like, wait a minute, lyrics.
Right.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
It's a song about a stalker. And people are playing it at weddings and weddings, shit.
That
oh,
always
yeah.
trips
Hilarious.
Me out. Always trips me out.
Yep.
Like, did you, who greenlit that?
I'm really not sure.
Like, as a piece of art, it makes sense, because usually singers, songwriters, painters, any type of artist will make an art piece about something, anything. You know, the story of a stalker. Sure, good enough for art. Yeah. Almost anything's good enough for art. But is almost anything good enough for your wedding day? Mm. Really?
Mm.
Really? That's what we're doing? That sounds like a... That sounds
oh,
like a very...
can't you see? You belong to me. I mean, oh, no. No, no, no.
Mm-mm.
Nope, nope.
It sounds like a very...
Sting. Mm.
No siree.
No.
Scorpionless. No sting allowed.
No, none.
But it sounds like a white people thing to do, right?
I think
to
so.
To play to like a stalker song at your wedding?
It's such a white thing to do.
Right. Oh, like, God. I haven't been to a lot of weddings, that I remember at least, and I don't remember ever hearing it. But
I've been to enough where it's usually like, I mean, all the slow Sinatra stuff is at the beginning because that's when all the old boomers do their slow dances and do that kind of stuff. And then there's dinner, and there's cake, and there's dessert. And then the old people go, oh my gosh, it's time for Matlock. And they all flee at about 8:30, which is fine because then it goes up
then
tempo.
The party starts.
Then
yeah.
The party starts.
Yep.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Stalker song.
Lots of
party.
Irish stuff.
Yeah.
At least those have been my experiences.
Right, I was going to say, that's, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I was telling one of the things, because Zach was on the last edition of After Dark, and one of the terms he brought up for language barriers was a potato western, which is like the Irish version of like an old western movie.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And we were talking about that, and I was telling him the story of Thomas Maloney.
Mm-hmm.
Of how he kind of got booted from
Ireland. Yeah, because the English wanted him exterminated.
Yeah.
And then everybody in Ireland was like, yeah, you might want to go. You
might want to bounce out of here.
Yeah, we used to like having pints with you, but maybe not so much.
Yeah, right.
There's the boat. It's leaving.
Yeah. But that just made me think of like, I don't know, there's a lot of people out there that I feel either don't really pay attention to like their ancestry or maybe don't even know about it, but I feel like I, and of course my sisters and I are so like tuned in to it,
mm-hmm.
where it's like we'll talk about this, and like I was telling Zach about like, oh yeah, every St. Paddy's Day my dad and I watch The Quiet Man and things like that. It's like there's so many people out there that just don't do that or don't have traditions like that or don't even know what traditions they may be a part of or could start themselves.
Or as time goes on and there's so much cultural inbreeding that, you know, by this your generation and the next, it isn't going to be like we're Irish or we're German. I mean, there'll still be some of that, but I mean, the 23andMe's are going to be essential because it's going to be a list of everything. Right. Especially people that came from Africa too. They're just like, you know, because their ancestors, a lot of them came over on a boat during the trade, right? During that not so great period in America. Is there a really great period in American history?
I don't think there is, because we went from genociding natives to a massive slave trade to however many civil rights crises we've had are maybe still in.
Women's rights.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't
think of Irish came here, were treated like crap. Yep. Italians came here, they were treated like crap. Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I don't think there's a good point there.
No. You know, civil rights in the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, you go on and on.
Yeah.
It's always been a battle. Right. Just to like, hey, we just want to be in the group.
Yeah.
And left alone, largely.
Right. And like I don't want this to like sway political or anything.
Nope.
But the amount of memes I see of like... Because there's a lot of boomers on my Facebook and whatever else, like the shit that Instagram will feed me.
Yep.
And it's just like boomers posting these memes of like this idealized America 1955. And it's like, man, can't we go back to those old days? And it's like, no, your old days. That's not for everyone.
That's not for everyone.
Everyone was not in those old days with
you. No, they were not. No, they were
it
not. Just,
it blows my mind because it's so, it's not only short-sighted, but it's so close-minded.
And rather like, anti-American in terms of the idea of what America should be. Or what we said it was going to be originally.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, well, that didn't work.
Right. What if we do everything wrong consecutively?
That's
how's
it.
This going to pan out?
If we're just wrong all the time, does it make it right?
Right. Two negatives.
Right.
Positive. Mm-hmm. Well.
Yeah. Makes you wonder.
It does make you wonder.
Make you wonder.
Yeah. So the Americans of that time did need shades because the future would be brighter. But looking back, we need flashlights because of how fucked up it all is.
Yeah. Maybe the stalker guy's got it right. You know,
he's
searching for answers. So he's got his flashlight out there.
Yeah.
So maybe I can't fault him. Well, you know, who's to say? You know, maybe that's where the answer is. I don't know. I'm not going to judge him.
Well,
stay away from him. I won't judge him.
Not publicly.
I don't know what he's got going on up there. So.
Right. Oh, well, that's also true. Got to play it fair. You know, even playing field.
You know, could be the little monkey banging on the drum.
Gerbil on a wheel. Yeah.
Finn and Jake bouncing around in his head. I mean, who knows what's going on up there.
Bacon pancakes playing on repeat.
Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes.
Such a banger. I love the remix over Empire State
Empire
of Mind.
State. Oh, yeah. My God. I love it. It's so good.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a great bit. Oh, man.
I'd have to play that on a certain radio show.
That would be
cool.
It's
a good idea, actually.
Oh, yeah. Your radio shows. Plug them.
That.
Yeah.
Plug them. That would be After Hours, Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on 103.1 FM, WVLP. You can catch a stream at WVLP.org or your TuneIn app on your handheld device. Oh, my demonic stuff on there.
Stickers. The I'm a Lorded sticker got all messed up.
Yep, mine did too. Yeah. I had to take it off. But then I found one at Fluid. Great coffee place in Valpo if you're ever. Just get it.
Not sponsored. But we can still suggest them.
Yeah. Because it's like family friends, so we can do it. They always have cool stickers. So.
True.
Yeah. I found like a death and a 666.
Pretty neat.
Because I'm very Christian-y. So,
right.
I got that going for me. There's my pagan tattoo.
It's the one thing people know about this is a Christian-friendly podcast.
Well, most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely. I like all books.
Yeah, we get it. Your Sunday book club. Anywho, links in the description for WVLP.org and all that fun stuff. And we will be right back. We are so back, baby. Now, for this wonderful episode of After Dark, AK209 After Dark, I decided we've covered a lot of language barriers between my dad and I, good old Mark Moe and Aiden Maloney, because we usually do, like, Gen X slang, Gen Z slang, Gen A slang, like the differences, the similarities, things like that. But I figured I would steal a segment from the Mo Show.
Oh.
Give you all a little taste of what you're missing if you don't catch the Mo Show. Of course, link to the stream in the description down below. But I figured we would steal the 15
from the Mo Show. Okay. I like
for
it.
For today, which, not that it really matters that much, but we actually just did the Mo Show today. Today for us, not today for you. So this is actually the third 15 of today for us. But it's the first for you if you missed the Mo Show. So welcome to it. It's essentially a top 15 of something. Something statistical, geographic, anything. The top 15 of something. And you give them the category, and they have to guess anything they can of the top 15. They usually get 3 strikes. I'm offering 5, because this one may be a bit tough.
Ooh, okay.
So 5 strikes, and you're out, to guess the top 15, and this is as of today, in 2024. Usually it doesn't vary that much, but year over year it does. The largest companies by market cap. So the largest companies by, you know, the New York Central Exchange market cap, whatever it is. That's what I've got today. So you've got to guess the 15. You get 5 strikes. Play along at home. Keep track of your own strikes because I cannot keep track of them for you from this side of the camera.
All right, babe. Yeah, I'm ready. So
he's ready. So, Mr. Vegas over here.
Yeah, you're going to make sure I get some royalties on a 15, right?
Yeah,
over royalties.
Under. What's the over-under? I'll put a bet on it.
Yeah, put a bet on that. I want a couple $2-3 there. Don't mess around.
Don't mess with Vegas here.
TM trademark, baby. Okay, we got the 15. I'm going to start with Amazon.
Amazon is number 5.
Okay.
Off correct.
Solid start. Begrudgingly, I will say Tesla.
Number 11.
Okay.
Because I believe that has fallen recently.
You're right.
So that fell to number 11, but it is still in the 15.
Okay. Interesting.
Curious. Makes you think.
Curious. Indeed.
Quite. Indubitably.
Shoot. Okay. How about Google?
Google, number 4.
Okay.
Also known as Alphabet, but it's the same company.
Same deal.
Yep. Yeah. So they're number 4.
Okay.
No strikes on the board.
Hey, yeah. Yo. So, let's see. Now I'm trying to remember the ones I got. Okay.
You got Google, Amazon, and Tesla.
Tesla. How about Walmart?
Walmart, number 13.
Wow, really?
Huge. Well.
Interesting.
Yeah. Kind of thought they would be up higher myself.
Yeah.
To be fair. 13. I think they're still one of the largest employers in the country.
Yep,
yeah.
They are. Okay.
Pretty good. 4 for 4 so far.
The tech company NVIDIA.
NVIDIA is number 3.
Let's go.
That's huge.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, they are valued very, very high.
See, babe? Got the brains going right
got
there.
Got the brains.
Right there.
My man.
In between the ears. Got the computer. I'll forget where my phone is and my keys are later, but that's a different story altogether.
The gerbil on the wheel goes in a very specific direction.
It really does.
On one thing.
Random trivia, he's pumping away.
Yep.
Recent events, huh?
Huh?
What? In first names, oh God.
Oh God. I feel that.
First names, it's the worst.
Yeah.
Especially if I talk to somebody cute and I'm like, blah, 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 and we start talking, I'm like, oh man.
Right.
Please somebody recognize her and say her name.
Yep.
Help me out. They usually don't.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
I would say, I don't even know if this is like still a company. I think IBM.
IBM is not on the list.
Huh.
Unless they go under a different name I'm not aware of. But no, IBM not here.
Interesting.
Unless they were absorbed by a different company.
Apple?
Apple is number 1.
There we go.
Number 1. I'm pretty sure they are valued as a multi-trillion dollar company now. That's their market cap, I believe. Yeah, it's absurd.
Well, and it's funny because just like all of the mice that will go through the maze to get the cheese, that's just like iPhone users. It's just like you buy a phone and then 3 weeks later it's like, oh wait, no, there's this new one.
The brand new one.
There's this new one that has a camera that jumps out of your phone and spins around.
Right.
And takes panoramic view. You know, people are like, oh my God, I need that.
Right.
You just bought a phone for $1,200.
Yeah.
You ain't buying another one now?
That's why I'm totally fine with mine, even though it's broken.
No.
I'm not paying for a new one.
No.
Because it's the same fucking thing.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. I just, you know. And, I mean, we ream on Apple. I'm sure there's a lot of other Fortune 5 companies that do the same shit. But, okay. So.
Got the number 1, 3, 4, 5, 11, and 13.
That's good. That's good. I feel real good about that.
How six for six.
How about PepsiCo?
PepsiCo, not on the list.
Not on the list. See, they're probably part of something like Yum Brands or something.
I
have a Yum Brands.
I think Yum Brands is a part of PepsiCo.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll only count that as one strike.
Okay.
Strike numero uno. But I too thought they would be up there because PepsiCo is an enormous brand.
It's massive.
And it's global. Yep. Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
That's curious, but no.
That is very interesting. Okay. Man.
It's tough.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm gassed here, but maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's
see. There's a lot of... There's a handful of tech still up here. You know, a couple of... Maybe real estate, maybe finance.
Damn. How about, speaking of real estate, how about anywhere?
Anywhere? It is not on there unless it is a part of... The one group that is on here.
Well, Anywhere is a huge real estate group, and they own Coldwell Banker, and they own Better Homes and Gardens, ERA. There's another big one I'm missing, but they own a bunch of them.
I don't think they are. Let me do some live research here and see if they are a part. It's called Anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
See if they are a part of... the company that is on this list.
Man, now I'm really wondering what that might be.
Yeah. They are traded under a different name. And that name is not on my list.
Okay.
So that's strike number a dose.
Okay. All right. Damn it. Man, challenge. Challenges.
Yep.
Challenge.
See, we got one... Two,
we're about to go out and have a beer and hang with some friends.
And
he's
going to
break my brain first. They're going to be like, hey, Mark, how are you? And I'm just going to be, duh.
We got four tech-related companies. We've got a couple finance. Got real estate related.
Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs is not on the list.
Okay.
That's Trace. There's a healthcare one on here.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's not Blue Cross Blue Shield, is it?
It is not.
Am I down to my last strike?
I think you are. That's Quattro right there.
Ah, damn it.
Yep. Yeah, this is one of those ones where it's tough in the moment because we both felt this today because we did two 15s earlier on the Mo Show. But it's one of the ones once you hear a couple of these names, you're going to be like, ah, damn.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What's his name? The old guy with more money than God.
Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett, right.
Yep.
What's his company?
That is the question. And that is the answer.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's on there. God bless it.
Yep.
Okay.
It's tough.
Berkshire Hathaway.
Berkshire Hathaway, number 8.
There we go. Okay.
Very well done. That tip of the tongue is so dangerous.
I feel
such a pain in the ass.
I feel like this is a boxing video. I feel like I need to be in the corner right now and make like, hey, Rock.
Yeah. Coach is just talking to you.
You're going to whiz lightning and crap thunder. That'll make cut me. Let's see.
Oh, man.
I just spliced like 3 different scenes together. That's where we're at.
It's okay. They'll get it.
That's where we're at. Okay. Man, I thought Goldman would have been on there.
A couple of these are tough. A couple of these are pretty...
obscure.
Pretty obscure, but a handful of these are fairly well known, I would say.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks.
If you want a hint, it might give away what it is, but it's something we're using right now to actually do this show. Maybe,
okay.
Could be hardware, could be software.
Yeah.
It's something.
Could be the internet. I'm gonna tap.
Tapping out.
I'm tapping. I got nothing.
That's all right. I think you did pretty well. This was a tougher one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 of the 15.
Okay.
It's not bad. With a difficulty level of this, that's not bad. You got Walmart, Tesla, Berkshire Hathaway, Amazon, Google, Nvidia, and Apple.
Mm-hmm.
The ones you missed. Number 15, Visa.
That makes sense.
Yep. Number 14, JP Morgan Chase.
Okay.
Number 12, Broadcom, which was, I believe, formerly a part of HP, or is the overarching of HP.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Number 10, this is the healthcare one. Well, healthcare in air quotes. Eli Lilly Pharmaceutical.
Oh, they're massive.
They're massive. Yeah,
they're massive.
Number 9, the Taiwan Semiconductor Company. Yeah, huh. they make like all of the chips.
They make all of them.
They make all of them. Yep. Number 7, Meta, a.k.a. Facebook. Yeah.
Now I'm angry.
Yeah, it's one of those ones.
But see, I like, you think of Facebook, and I knew Facebook wasn't like its own, like, I knew it was something else.
Yeah.
And I just,
yeah. Number 6, Saudi Oil Company.
That totally checks out.
The one I was trying to give you the hint on of how we're doing this show right now. Number 2, Microsoft.
Oh, my good Lord.
Yeah. That's tough.
I'm embarrassed.
That's a tough one. Honestly, you did pretty well. With the pressure on, the first 15 in After Dark history, I think you did totally fine.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Like, I felt I got off to a strong... I always do that, though. Yeah. Like, I get off to a strong start. It's like, bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yep. It's tough. Let us know how you did at home. Leave it in the comment section down below. Hit us up on socials. Let us know.
Yes.
Do you enjoy this segment? Hopefully you do.
They do.
Yeah. We'll intersplice it occasionally. Could be fun.
They're going to reach out to you, babe. You're big time.
Big time.
Big time.
Mr. Big Time. We'll be right back for the closing segment. We are so back. Closing segment, burning questions. Because of course it is. One of the staple segments of both AK209 and After Dark. We go to everyone's second least favorite website, Reddit, source questions. People ask into the ether, who best to answer them than the omnipotent being sat right in front of you, because we have the answers.
Who?
Us.
Oh, but, yeah, hi.
He's so humble, so modest. He didn't think he was omnipotent. Golly. This guy.
Hey, don't listen to this guy. I'm not impotent, no matter what he says.
I made that joke with Kevin the other week.
Of course you did. Of course like you did.
I don't know if I'm omnipotent. I'm like, so you're impotent? He's like, oh, maybe.
Oh, I'm no. Like,
okay, buddy.
Oh, no.
Something along those lines. We've got a question from user AU Logic. What is considered taboo in your country, but is totally fine in another country?
I feel our country is super weird about boobs.
That was going to be my answer, too.
We're super weird about boobs. And, I think our culture is, like, a little hyper-sexualized anyway. But I think it's because it's been so puritanical for so long.
Yep.
So I think there's, like, there's a reason for where we're at. But, like, in Europe, you know, there are beaches that are topless beaches.
Right.
There are... Actually, there's a lot of cities in Europe where you just go around naked, man or woman, doesn't matter, because it's just, they don't care.
Right.
It's just not a big deal.
Yeah.
And the same thing goes for drinking. It's just like, you know, if you're 16 years old and you go out with your friends and you drink a little bit, you come home, you throw up, and your parents are like, oh my God, you were drinking in high school, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know, meanwhile, in Italy, you know, 9-year-olds are having wine with dinner.
Right, with dinner, yeah.
Because it's just not a big
deal.
But they're taught that way.
Right.
Whereas the more something is taboo, the more people are like, oh.
Right.
So it's kind of our own fault.
That's true. And, you know, having to, like, sneak around or, like, you know, scoot around a subject or hide that you're doing something or consuming something, it adds a layer of irresponsibility to it, which can be dangerous.
Yeah, I
agree.
Because,
you know, if you're 9, 10, 11, 12, and you're used to having a glass of wine with dinner, you know how it affects you when... you're 16, 20, 25, whereas in the States, your first legal drink is when you're 21, and by then you've had your driver's license for 5 years, and you don't know how it's going to affect you, that can lead to an issue.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a good one. I would agree with both of those.
Yeah, cool.
Next question. That was actually going to be my answer,
too. Was it?
So okay. I don't even have anything to add on to it.
I got you. That's awesome.
Next Question from user Plain Advertising 61. Hey, sponsor our show, advertiser. You are offered $5 million, but if someone says a specific word within 180 meters of you, you explode. But you get to choose the word, the trigger word.
Hmm.
So I think I would take the deal, because $5 million that's enough to retire on.
Sure.
I would probably, since I get to choose the word, I would choose something so obscure. Maybe even something not in English.
Just gibberish.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's a lot of words. Like, I could pick a word in, like, traditional Mandarin that I am 99% sure I will never hear someone verbally say around me. I think that would be fine. I think my chances of exploding are very, very low.
Yeah, they would be.
Yeah. Now, I don't know any traditional Mandarin, so I couldn't tell you what the word is. But I could, like, Google Translate it or something.
Oh, yeah.
Let me do that right now. Let me find my word
for
you.
I actually speak Chinese.
Oh, yeah.
So we do these voice things or whatever. And I just start going, and it's just, like, literally start saying, the salad is on your roof.
Right.
I'm like, ah, yeah, see, I told you I knew it. Chinese, baby, it's a miracle. Here we go.
Oh, man. Okay, let me pick my Mandarin word here that I'll use for mine. Are you taking the deal?
I am taking the deal because I am... Here's the thing. All words are made up.
That
so
is true.
I am going to make up a word.
Oh.
And it's going to be like 18 letters long.
It has like 12 syllables.
And almost all consonants.
Right.
And yeah. So if I make up that word and pronounce that word, okay, this is a new word. Meaning whatever I want it to mean.
Right.
Then somebody else in my lifetime has to say that exact word in the exact way. Never going to happen.
That's true. That's
never going to happen.
Because it's just a sound. It's a collection of sounds.
Sure.
You know, that's how all words are formed. We just happen to have a certain comprehension that we understand, hey, this collection of sounds means this idea or thing.
Right. Correct. Yes.
And who's to say a new one can't be made?
Who's to say?
12 syllables, 18 letters long, and no one is allowed to say it near me.
Right. Could you imagine someone being like, oh, my word is the.
Instantly dead. It's like, how did that 5 mil treat you, buddy? Okay, so I'm going with the word paradoxical translated into traditional Chinese. I'm not going to try pronouncing it because I would be bad at that. But...
Well.
Yeah, so that, because I, besides right now, I'm probably never going to hear that again in my life.
Never ever.
So I would say that's safe, because I can't even pronounce it myself. So another person pronouncing it right and even knowing that's a word, and that is traditional Chinese for the English word paradoxical, who's going to know that?
No one's
My 5 mil is safe.
You're 5 mil safe. Just no trips overseas to China.
Right.
Stay away.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Especially if anyone starts getting hypothetical and they start talking about paradoxes,
right.
I'd be in a bad way.
Yeah. You'd be like, I gotta go.
Yeah. Next question from user Scared Enthusiasm 66. Would you rather become a vampire or a werewolf?
Wow.
It's very... Probably
seems like a very Twilight-like question.
I was going to say, that is very Twilight. And that's kind of what comes to mind is, like, the Twilight era of, like, werewolves and vampires. But I think the original mythology of them is way spookier.
Yeah.
You know? And lends to maybe a better character. Not to call out Twilight for having bad characters, but... It's subjective. Okay, I'll say it's subjective. But... I think I would rather be a vampire, you know, because it would be unfortunate to be bloodthirsty.
Right.
But at the same time, if you're a werewolf and once every 28 days you lose it and you're just killing people because of primal instincts, most of the people you're around are your loved ones, the ones you care about. And if that happens every 28 days, the chances of you accidentally killing a loved one are pretty high.
Pretty high.
Alarmingly high. Whereas if I'm a vampire, I can just choose, okay, I'm just going to, like, skip town and, like, go suck blood over there.
Yep.
You know?
And just because you do it doesn't mean you have to kill the person either.
That's
You're just
true.
Sucking blood from them.
That's true. Or if I, and if I have my $5 million from the word thing stacked on top of this, then I could just, like, purchase... Can you purchase human blood? Like, if I went to the Red Cross and be like, hey, can I buy blood?
According to the TV show True Blood, you can.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I guess if I'm a vampire, I could also just go rob, like, a multinational bank or something, too.
Sure.
So I wouldn't have to worry about it. Yeah, easy vampire choice for me.
Miller, get in on that Miller Blood Life.
Yeah. That would be a great Halloween drink.
Wouldn't it?
Like a blood orange flavored beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, $1 million idea. We're trademarking it, though, so you have to pay us now.
You have to pay us.
You have to pay us now. You going vampire or werewolf?
Man, here's the thing. Like, the werewolf really appeals to me.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, when you're a werewolf and then you go back to being a human, like, if they say, oh, man, this crazy, hairy, dog-like beast just went on a rampage and killed 8 people... But then when I go back to looking like this
right.
beautiful thing over here, that's not who just killed 8 people.
That's true.
It's a crazy dog animal thing. So I'm good,
plausible
I think.
Deniability. Hey, I'm
Correct.
Not a crazy dog.
Absolutely. I'm not a crazy dog killer
yeah,
thing.
That's true.
That's that would work. So you say, though, if it's about every 28 days, you just simply, gotta bounce, gotta go out of town for a few
true.
Days.
Yeah.
You know, and just go... Go hang out in some farm town. Just kill some cows.
Right.
Gonna eat them anyway.
That's true. Yeah.
Some cows
and
chickens.
Probably save on, like, groceries, too. Because you gotta think, how many calories do you consume on a werewolf rampage?
Oh, my God.
Gotta be a lot.
A lot of calories.
You're probably stuffed for weeks.
Oh, I would assume so.
Save half, like, half on your groceries.
At least.
I think that's fiscally responsible.
I think there's a win. I think that's a win.
That is very financially... Financially responsible, I would say. Next question from user Interesting Nerve 938. You're given 10 days to vacation to visit any one of these fictional universes. Harry Potter, Pokemon, or let's see this one, Star Wars.
Well,
10 days. So it's a vacation. They're not saying we have to stay, right?
Okay, if I go... To wherever Harry Potterville, whatever.
Harry Potter, Hogwarts?
Hogwarts, yeah.
But Hogwarts is away. Like, they actually live in, like, England, right?
All right, my question is Hermione a kid, or is Hermione her current age?
An adult, yeah. Because it didn't say anything about time traveling. It just said you would go to where that happened.
I'm
and
just
if those
saying,
books happened 20 years ago,
then she's
you know,
a kid.
Then... But if the books happened 20 years ago, that would imply Hermione's like 30-something today.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Right, that's what I was enforcing.
And
yeah.
If she hooked up with Ron Weasley, I got a shot. That's all I'm
that's
saying.
That's true.
I definitely
true.
Have a shot.
Yeah.
No. So that's kind of appealing. Who knows what Luna Lovegood's up to? You know, mm-hmm. I might have to hit her up. There's a lot of appeal there.
Yeah.
And you think of Star Wars... Very incestuous, very kind of weird
yeah.
stuff going on there.
Gross aliens.
And like all the people are dead now, so I don't even
oh, yeah.
know who's there. It's that broody kind of emo guy, and he's like...
is that Ben Solo?
Ben Stiller, yeah.
Ben Stiller?
Just waving his thing around.
Famous,
I don't know.
Famous Jedi Ben Stiller.
And
oh my God,
I don't know. I just, you know, I don't want any part of that. I don't think, you know, plus who knows, it's like the force, the good side, the bad, you know, the dark side's got cookies, man. And that's, I would probably go that way.
True.
And then what was the other one?
Pokemon.
Oh, see, I don't know enough. I don't know enough Pokemon. All I know is they're in my living room and you find them.
Yes, that is true.
And I didn't invite them. They don't pay
rent.
So
yeah.
that is definitely a situation. So I think I'm going to hang out with Hermione and Luna and just kind of, you know.
Chill
there. Do some spells.
Learn a little magic. Yeah.
Exactly.
Expelliarmus.
Marmus, Amus, whatever.
Yeah.
Just, whoop. Whoop. There it is. How about you?
I'm very tempted to agree with you because no, Star Wars, that's a war zone. It's got some weird stuff going on. The planets are cool, but no, it's not for me. I was tempted to go Pokemon because a lot of cute little characters and, like, you get to hang out with all the other Pokemon trainers. But it reminded me of the fact that those animals are killers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they kill things. They have crazy powers. They, you know, shoot lava. You know, that's not endearing.
Not at all.
That's not something I would want to be near.
Yep.
Whereas, yeah, there's dark magic in Harry Potter, but that seemed to all go away by this point. You know, if we're 20 years removed from the books, it doesn't seem like it's coming back.
Right.
So I'm tempted to go Harry Potter as well.
Yeah, I think you'd have to.
I think we'd have to.
You know, yeah. Play a little Quidditch.
Yeah, oh, that would be fun. Yeah.
Play some Quidditch.
I never understood the full rules, and I'm sure there's, like, guides out there, but I never understood, like, one team could be winning, like, 410 to, like, 200 and whatever, but then you get the golden snitch and your team wins anyway. So the points don't matter?
And no, you like, just the strategy to, should be get
just
the...
Just get the golden thing.
That's it.
Like, the points don't matter because the golden thing overpowers them all.
All of them, yeah.
It's like getting a star in Mario Party. It's like, well, I've got 150 coins. It's like, oh, it doesn't matter. I have one star and three coins.
Mm-hmm.
The star is the golden snitch.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. Snitches get stitches.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes, they do.
Keep that in mind going forward, lest Mr. Vegas over here.
That's right, baby.
Pull some strings, that mob connection, you know?
I'll pull some strings. I get to Hogwarts. I signed all those people.
Find a way.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Muggle-born? Muggle-blood? Like, not born into a magic family?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
A muggle baby? Muggle. I forget.
Yeah.
It's something like that. We're both that, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I got a cousin who got mugged once.
By a muggle,
yeah.
Well, did you want to give any final plugs to your shows?
Absolutely. Mark Mo Show, which we did today. Unless you're watching this tomorrow, then that's a lie. Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. Central Standard Time on 103.1 FM WVLP. The replay is Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have the After Hours Show. That is a show, rock, hard rock, metal, punk, ska, alt, all various types of rock. That's Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. The replay Friday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on WVLP. Listen in. I'll be pre-recording Tuesday show because it's my birthday, so I will not be live in studio. And will be probably a Halloween show, so check it out.
Check it out. It'll be cool. Check all the links in the description. Everything you need is down there. Thank you for watching. We'll see you whenever. Bye.